Yes, it's another episode today on Design Talk. I remain your host, Falaji Emmanuel, and today we are discussing about managing work life as a freelance designer or an adjacent designer. You need to understand that managing work life balance is crucial aspect for both freelancers and agency designer. You can excel in any of these roles, but while each role has its own set of challenges, it is also essential to understand that establishing healthy work ethics and implementing effective strategies to maintain work-balance lifestyle is way needed. As a freelance designer, they are often faced with challenges of setting boundaries between work and personal life. Since they have more flexibility in their schedule, it becomes very necessary for you if you decide to go into that part of designing, to create a dedicated workspace, set specific working hours, and resist the temptation of overworking. Overworking doesn't pay. When you finish your work, maybe you say you work from 8 to 6 or to 5 p.m. Fine, take the other time to rest. Additionally, implementing time management techniques such as prioritizing tasks and avoid multitasking can help freelance designers strike a healthy balance between work commitments and personal life. Sometimes they reach out to you that you can multitask. Multitasking might not allow you to give the very best of yourself during the process of designing. So pick a task at a time and get it done. On the other hand, as an agency designer, you know you're under salary, you're working in a structured environment where you might face very tight deadline, high pressure situation. This is the difference between freelancer and an agency designer. An agency designer works with a very short time schedule. There's a lot of pressure from CEOs, from the boss, from whoever is the line manager. So to maintain work balance, agency designers should communicate openly with supervisors or managers regarding workload expectation and deadlines. So writing it in your CV that you're able to work under pressure is not a skill, it kills creativity. Working under pressure helps no one but frustrates you the more. So try as much as possible to get the time, the deadlines, expected delivery, expected deadline, the expectation for the job. This will enable you to plan your time effectively and avoid burnout. I think the last discussion we had, we talked about burnout, avoiding burnout. So to avoid burnout as an agency designer, consider this: taking regular breaks to practice self-care, like I said the other time, outside work hours, and cultivate this as a hobby. Let this be your hobby. It can also contribute to achieving a better equilibrium between your professional obligation and personal interest. For both freelancers and agency designer, you can also leverage on technology solutions that streamlines your workflow processes. We have project management tools, we have time tracking apps or virtual collaboration. You need to work smartly and save valuable time. Designers can also allocate their energy more effectively throughout the day without compromising on their personal life. And when you have this, you should understand that managing work-life balance as a freelancer or an agency designer requires planning. You need to plan, you need to set boundaries, you need to be able to communicate effectively with clients or managers. Communication is a great skill that many people don't really talk about. You don't undermine it. It's a very great skill that one has to have, and with this you can seek support system when needed. Prioritize self-care to ensure sustained creativity and increased productivity. And overall, you know that this profession is a very demanding profession, and all you need to do is to give your best and position yourself in a way that you can give the very best you have. I'll see you in the next podcast. I remain your host, Emmanuel. I know you know my surname by now, so it's nice having this podcast with you all. As a freelancer, go out there, give the best you can, earn as much as you can earn. As an agency designer, give the best you can give, connect with people, you can also get side gigs outside work hours. Get it done, take care of your bills, and live the life you want to live. Do have a very productive week, do have a productive weekend, do have a productive day.